Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memorai Ram Goldar Anthony Mesechus Menachos Daf Pei Hei, the ninth parak, Kol Karbonos HaTzibur. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission states that we do not bring grain from a fertilized field, an irrigated field, or a field with trees, all of whose produce is inferior. Rashi says the mission refers to the Omer Shtei Alechem, while Tosu says the mission refers to Almanachos. The mission describes how to produce superior grain. Na'ar Shana Rishona, he plows the first year without planting. U'b'shana Shnia Zora Kodum HaPesach Shavim Yom. And in the second year, he plants it 70 days before Pesach, V'osa Soas Meruba, and it produces abundant fine flour. The Gemara discusses if it's plowed again in the second year, in the summer, besides for the plowing just prior to planting, and eventually brings a brisa which states, Nir Chetzi V'Zorei Chetzi, he plows the entire field and leaves half of it fallow and plants the other half, and the next year does the reverse. This indicates that there is no earlier pre-season plowing the second year. The mission teaches that the Gizbar inserts his hand into the flour to see if it was sufficiently sifted, and if dust comes up in his hand, it's invalid until it's sifted again. In a brisa, Rabbi Nassin says, the Gizbar smears his hand with oil and inserts it into the flour until he brings up all of its dust. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if the flour became wormy, it's invalid. A brisa teaches that if the majority of fine flour of wheat kernels became wormy, it's invalid. Rava asks, if someone was makdish, wormy grain for a mincha, does he incur malchus for them because of the prohibition against being makdish a balmum? Do we say that since it's invalid, it's like a balmum, or does this prohibition only apply to an animal? A similar question was asked regarding a Mishnah which teaches that any wood in which a worm was found is invalid to be used on the Mizbech. Shmuel says this is only true regarding moist wood, but dry wood can be scraped off and is valid. Rava asks, if someone was makdish wormy wood, does he incur malchus as if he was makdish a balmum? Since it's invalid, is it like a balmum, or does the prohibition only apply to an animal? The Gemara concludes about each of these questions, teku, let it stand unresolved. And point number three, the next Mishnah compares sources for oil for menachos. A brisa teaches, v'tovu b'shemen raglo, he dips his foot in oil, referring to Asher's portion, shemoshech shemen k'mayan, where oil flows like a spring. The people of Lutkiel once needed oil and sent an agent to purchase a million manas worth of oil. He was eventually sent to a farmer in Gush Halav, whom he found digging under his olive trees. He asked if he had a million manas worth of oil to sell, and the farmer told him to wait until he finished his work. After finishing, he shouldered his tools home, clearing stones as he went. The agent wondered if the Jews had made a mockery of him, sending him to this apparently poor farmer. At home, the farmer's maidservant brought him a golden bowl filled with oil in which he dipped his hands and feet, fulfilling the pasuk just mentioned. He then measured out the enormous quantity of oil for the agent and offered him even more. Since the agent had no more money, the farmer followed him back to collect the payment, and when the townspeople came out to praise him, he told them to praise the farmer. This incident fulfills the pasuk, Yesh misasher ve'ein kol, there's one who appears wealthy and has nothing, misroshesh v'hon rav, and one who appears poor and has great wealth. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states that we do not bring grain from a fertilized field, an irrigated field, or a field with trees, all of whose produce is inferior. Rashi says the Midrash refers to the Omer, and Shtei Alechem Altosu says the Mishnah refers to Almanachos. The Mishnah describes how to produce superior grain. Na'ar Shana Rishona, he plows the first year without planting. U'b'shana Shnia Zora Kodum HaPesach Shavim Yom. And in the second year, he plants it 70 days before Pesach, V'osa Soas Meruba, and it produces abundant fine flour. The Gemara discusses if it's plowed again in the second year, in the summer, besides for the plowing just prior to planting, and eventually brings a brisa which states, Nir Chetzi V'Zorei Chetzi, he plows the entire field and leaves half of it fallow and plants the other half. And the next year does the reverse. This indicates that there is no earlier pre-season plowing the second year. The mission teaches that the Gizbar inserts his hand into the flour to see if it was sufficiently sifted, and if dust comes up in his hand, it's invalid until it's sifted again. In a brisa, Rabbi Nassin says, the Gizbar smears his hand with oil and inserts it into the flour until he brings up all of its dust. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if the flour became wormy, it's invalid. A brisa teaches that if the majority of fine flour of wheat kernels became wormy, it's invalid. Rava asks, if someone was makdish, wormy grain for a mincha, does he incur malchus for them because of the prohibition against being makdish a balmum? Do we say that since it's invalid, it's like a balmum, or does this prohibition only apply to an animal? A similar question was asked regarding a Mishnah which teaches that any wood in which a worm was found is invalid to be used on the Mizbech. Shmuel says this is only true regarding moist wood, but dry wood can be scraped off and is valid. Rava asks, if someone was makdish wormy wood, does he incur malchus as if he was makdish a balmum? Since it's invalid, is it like a balmum, or does the prohibition only apply to an animal? The Gemara concludes about each of these questions, teku, let it stand unresolved. End point number 3. The next Mishnah compares sources for oil from menachos. A braisa teaches, v'tovo b'shemen raglo. He dips his foot in oil, referring to Asher's portion, shemoshech shemen kamayan, where oil flows like a spring. The people of Lutkia once needed oil and sent an agent to purchase 1,000,000 manas worth of oil. He was eventually sent to a farmer in Gush Halav, whom he found digging under his olive trees. He asked if he had 1,000,000 manas worth of oil to sell, and the farmer told him to wait until he finished his work. After finishing, he shouldered his tools home, clearing stones as he went. The agent wondered if the Jews had made a mockery of him, sending him to this apparently poor farmer. At home, the farmer's maidservant brought him a golden bowl filled with oil in which he dipped his hands and feet, fulfilling the pasuk just mentioned. He then measured out the enormous quantity of oil for the agent and offered him even more. Since the agent had no more money, the farmer followed him back to collect the payment, and when the townspeople came out to praise him, he told them to praise the farmer. This incident fulfills the pasuk, Yesh misasher ve'en kol, there's one who appears wealthy and has nothing, misroshesh ve'hon rav, and one who appears poor and has great wealth. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Pei Hey, and our standard siman relates to a peh, the mouth, and we use a dentist as the siman, a dentist. So here goes. As the dentist proudly displayed his prize box to his young patients, filled with superior grain from Menachos so finely sifted that nothing clung to his hands as he checked it, a child pointed out that he was makdish wormy grain, which might incur malchus like a balmum. While a poor-looking patient suddenly flooded the waiting room with oil, dipping his hands and feet into a golden bowl, he pulled out. Once again, slow motion. As the dentist, that must be on Daf Pei Hey, Peh. As the dentist proudly displayed his prize box to his young patients, filled with superior grain for Menachos so finely sifted that nothing clung to his hands as he checked it, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how to produce superior grain for Menachos and how its sifting is examined. The Mishnah teaches that the Gizbar inserts his hand into the flour to see if it was sufficiently sifted, and if dust comes up in his hand, it's invalid until it's sifted again. So, as the dentist proudly displayed his prize box to his young patients, filled with superior grain from Menachos so finely sifted that nothing clung to his hands as he checked it, a child pointed out that he was makdish wormy grain which might incur malchus like a balmum, which reminds us, Rava asked if someone was makdish wormy grain for a mincha, ma'usha yilka alan mishum balmum, does he incur malchus for them because of the prohibition against being makdish a balmum? Do we say that since it's invalid, it's like a balmum, or does this prohibition only apply to an animal? The Gemara concludes, teku. So as the dentist proudly displayed his prize box to his young patients, filled with superior grain from Menachos so finely sifted that nothing clung to his hands as he checked it, a child pointed out that he was makdish wormy grain which might incur malchus like a balmum. While a poor-looking patient suddenly flooded the waiting room with oil, dipping his hands and feet into a golden bowl, he pulled out, which reminds us, the Gemara describes the abundant shemen in Asher's portion and brings the incident of the poor-looking farmer who had great wealth. So once again, as the dentist proudly displayed his prize box to his young patients, filled with superior grain from Menachos so finely sifted that nothing clung to his hands as he checked it, a child pointed out that he was makdish wormy grain which might incur malchus like a balmum. While poor-looking patients suddenly flooded the waiting room with oil, dipping his hands and feet into a golden bowl, he pulled out. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.